This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our number here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. If you've got a question for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, love to get you on the air with CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas of Klaus Financial. Don't forget, you can get to know Malia and CJ and the whole team at Klaus Financial online, the website klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. You can also learn more about Klaus Financial. They're separate divisions. Also on the website, klausfinancial.com, is a great little option to sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a weekly email you receive with a snapshot of what's been going on in the markets, as well as a link to the most recent podcast. Again, you can subscribe to that right online at klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, the telephone number, 442-5637. And to get on the air with CJ and Malia, give us a call now at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. And of course, joining us this morning, as I mentioned, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. How are you guys doing on this beautiful Thursday morning?
Well, good morning, Sean. I'm doing great. How have you been?
I've been doing really well. CJ and Malia, how are you today?
Very good. We're enjoying our August. I think it's going to continue for another 3 months just like this. Perfect weather.
Yes, exactly. Wouldn't that be awesome? And then if you're in retirement, you can make that perfect weather.
Right.
You just got to find that spot. So, and we're going to talk today. We're going to be talking about Social Security and how that may fit into your retirement income and where that what role that plays. Always a popular topic as well and a great opportunity if you've got questions to get on the air with CJ and Malia this morning. Also, another great opportunity to win something today, $25 gift card to Home Depot. Our friends from Klaus Financial have provided that. We'll tell you a little bit later on in the program how you can win that with the Klaus Quiz question of the week. I'll give you a little tip, though. Typically, both the question and answer to the Klaus Quiz question of the week come up each week during the program. And speaking of the Klaus Quiz question of the week, one of the great things we do is we look back at the previous week and not only get last week's question, but get last week's answer as well.
Yeah, so we have a lot of smart listeners. And so last week we discussed the ins and outs of understanding Medicare and Medicaid and had a lot of listeners respond to our question, which was, what year were Medicare and Medicaid programs first established? Multiple choice, was it 1946 or 1965? Shout out to Thomas of Madison, who correctly answered with 1965. So if you missed our program last week, listen to the podcast so you can kind of understand where you're headed as you get closer to the age of 65 and perhaps considering to get on to Medicare. But thanks for listening, everybody.
And Malia mentioned that podcast. You can find that at klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Also, for example, if you missed part of today's program, it gets put up right away today as well. And of course, you can listen back to those previous shows all online at klausfinancial.com. As mentioned, we are going to be talking Social Security. And of course, as we get closer to retirement, let's talk about the importance of our future Social Security benefit and how that may be part of our retirement income.
Yeah, for most Americans, Social Security Social Security income will be a large part of their overall retirement income sources, which is part of the reason why there's so much attention around Social Security as people get closer to potentially drawing. Obviously, one of the big questions we get, which we're not going to necessarily go into today, but is Social Security going to be around? And in a simple answer, we'll say we certainly hope so, and we think it will be. But as it relates to, you know, how important is it to consider for most American households, it's a really big deal to not only know when you're eligible, but to know how much it will generate, because often it can be the difference between being able to retire when you want to and not being able to retire for quite a long time. So commonly, most people are likely to need, and this is one of our rules of thumb, but they're likely to need about 70 to 80% of their pre-retirement earnings to maintain their standard of living in retirement. Again, 70 to 80% of pre-retirement in retirement. However, I just want to warn you, Malia and I have said this multiple times in this show, that's a guide. It's a rule of thumb. It may or may not be accurate for you. A simple example would be if you pay off your mortgage right before retirement, then you're going to need much less than 70 to 80% of your pre-retirement income. But that's a rule of thumb. And if you need 70 to 80% of your pre-retirement income, then you should know that Social Security is designed to replace about 30 to 40% of your average income over a working career when you get into retirement. So again, using those numbers, if I need, we'll call it 80% of my pre-retirement income, Social Security is designed to replace 30 to 40%. Well, I hope you're doing the math. You're going to need some other sources of income to maintain a similar standard of living. But some considerations when you're trying to determine your income needs in retirement. One would be, what type of debt do you have going into retirement? Is there still a mortgage? Do you have an auto loan? What other fixed expenses do you have? Do you have a child or grandchild living at home with you? Another consideration would be, do you have a spouse who will also be collecting Social Security? Which one of you is older versus younger, larger wage earner? Sometimes it can make sense to allow one of the benefits to accrue to a higher benefit and then maybe draw the other one earlier just to offset some income needs. A third consideration would be, do you plan to work in either a full-time or part-time capacity while you're in retirement? Because if so, if you've listened to our show, there can be some considerations about drawing before your full retirement age. And then another consideration would be your overall health history or longevity factors. So it's kind of an interesting fact. In 1940, the life expectancy of a 65-year-old was about 14 years. However, today the life expectancy is just over 20 years for the average 65-year-old. So this is why it's important to have other sources of income, and it's also important why there's so much chatter about Social Security running out of money, by the way, because it didn't used to have to support people for so long, but now we are living longer. Although, interesting fact, I was reading an article, can't prove whether this is true or not, but that was saying for the first time in a long time, COVID has caused the average life expectancy to come down a little bit recently. That may normalize over time. We'll have to see. Final couple considerations would be, if you wait beyond your full retirement age, you can receive what are called delayed retirement credits of 8% per year up to the age of 70. So that's a big consideration. If one of the spouses, assuming somebody's married, can wait until that closer to age 70, that benefit can really accrue and act as an income insurance, so to speak, for the household. And final, just quick little reminder here before I turn over this next section to Malia, is remember that you do have out of your earnings before you draw Social Security what's called a FICA withholding. That FICA includes Social Security and Medicare. If you were to look in your pay stub, it may say FICA. It may say OASDI, which is Old Age Survivor. I can't even remember it now. But the OASDI is the Social Security part of it. But you only pay Social Security income tax or Social Security tax up to $142,800 in your earnings. If you earn more than that in a year, then the Social Security part of that withholding goes away. So some interesting facts about Social Security there.
And CJ, too, you mentioned about age 70. Why wouldn't you want to wait? Why wouldn't you want to go after 70?
Yeah, good question. So those delayed retirement credits of 8% per year stop at the age of 70. So sometimes people go, oh, I have a lot of longevity in my family. I'm going to wait to 75 and then it'll be a huge benefit. Well, the window of time typically to draw is between 62 and 70. And exactly when you should draw in there is a very, individual decision with your advisor.
Fantastic information this morning, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. If you've got questions, we'd love to hear from you this morning. Love to get you on the air with Malia and CJ. Pick up the phone, give us a call, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. If you've got questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, don't forget about their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S KLOSFinancial.com. Great resource to learn more about KLOS Financial. Also to learn more about getting signed up for that weekly Market Pulse newsletter, a great weekly snapshot of what's going on in the markets, as well as a link to the most recent podcast. Again, that all up at KLOSFinancial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at KLOS Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. And the telephone number here at the station will get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia and take your call next as Money in Motion with KLOS Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with KLOS Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Joined this morning by CJ KLOS and Malia Cuevas of KLOS Financial. Don't forget about the website, KLOSFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. You can learn more about KLOS Financial on the website, KLOSFinancial.com. By the way, real quick, guys, I'm just noticing a new map. Did you guys just add that map, or have I just never scrolled down that far on the website where you guys have the...
We did, yeah, the map of, I think it's of the states that yeah, that's new. That's good eye. I'm really impressed. You do look at our website. Wow.
I thought you were just saying that. No. I do check out the website all the time.
Actually, it's a whole map of the United States, and then it highlights the states many of our clients have moved to in retirement. So we don't just show the states that... You know, it's the whole map. You get to see the whole U.S. Okay.
And yes, you can check it out. And of course, if you are in any of those states listening on the iHeartRadio app, don't forget as well, KLOS Financial can help you. All you got to do is pick up the phone, give them a call, whether you're in the Madison area or, again, listening online or listening to the podcast. Our telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at KLOS Financial. It is complimentary. And again, as mentioned, KLOSFinancial.com is the website. And if you've got a question for Malia and CJ, I'd love to get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. And Alex joins us this morning. Alex, welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ KLOS and Malia Cuevas of KLOS Financial.
Good morning. Good morning, CJ and Malia.
Good morning.
So I'm a 69-year-old, still working. Have been aware that of the 8% benefit to not draw Social Security. But I'm going to be 70 before the end of the year, and it seems like I should probably sign up and begin getting my Social Security payments. So I'm still working. I have private insurance, and I'm concerned about whether or not, first of all, what is the income that I would earn after 70? How is that handled? I'm understanding that might be different. And do I need to retire? And if so, do I need to be switching my health care? I've got just questions here as I approach 70, what to do.
Right. Great questions. You're in a kind of unique position, and still working at 69, not drawing Social Security and on private insurance. That's a unusual kind of combination there. But I would say, Alex, it's unusual and fantastic, in my humble opinion. Yes, you should draw Social Security at 70. No, there's not any significant reason for you to retire just because you're going to draw Social Security. The more overall income you have, Alex, the higher the percentage of your Social Security income that is deemed as taxable. So given that you'll be working and drawing Social Security, probably up to 85% of your Social Security will be deemed income taxable. Remember, okay. I didn't say an 85% tax, just 85% of it will be taxable. But by the way, that's not a big deal, right? It just means it's income taxable. And as it relates to health insurance, no, there's no reason for you to jump over to Medicare until you retire. So Medicare deems a qualifying event being age 65 or a time at which you lose group insurance. Now, you said private insurance. Did you mean group insurance through your employer?
Yeah, group insurance. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So long story short, no, you can just continue to work. And when you're done, you'll just, you'll go sign up for Medicare and be off and running. Now, whether or not you should be on the group plan versus Medicare is something you might want to talk to a specialist about, because Medicare is a pretty darn good insurance, but more than likely you're in the right spot. More than likely you should just stay on that group plan until you retire. So Yeah, I would just say the only thing you need to do at 70 is make sure you get signed up for Social Security. But beyond that, just keep doing what you're doing.
I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Excellent call, Alex. Great stuff this morning. You two can be like Alex. If you've got a question for CJ and Malia, we'd love to get you on the program. 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you on the air with your retirement question, of course, with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, the website, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. So one of the questions people often look to is projected Social Security benefit, and what should somebody be aware of when it comes to collecting Social Security on the earlier side of the age scale?
Yeah, so what we find is there's more likely the majority of people who are going to start a Social Security benefit actually do the opposite of what Alex is doing. They actually take it as soon as possible. So the average age we hear out there of people taking it is closer to 62, 63. So kudos to Alex that he has been able to wait because it's really going to help with his benefit. But the first thing we tell people, and we've told everyone over and over again, to go to SSA.gov. After you find your account, you're going to want to look at the words and sign up for an account with them. You're going to look for the words full retirement age, or the acronym FRA. So remember that your full retirement age, according to Social Security, it represents when you're eligible to take your full benefit, at which time, if you have any current working income that you're getting from an employer, your current income will not affect your benefit. So in other words, FRA refers to the age at the time that a person can become entitled to their full or unreduced, that's really the key word here, unreduced retirement benefits. So a quick peek at what your FRA is likely to be. You're going to fall somewhere on this chart. There's not individual charts for everybody. You're going to fall on one of these. If you were born between 1954, your FRA is 66 years of age. If you're born between 1955 and 59, it's going to be 66 and some months. It could be 6 months, 8 months, 10 months. And if you're born after 1960, then your FRA is 67. So that's pretty much, what's locked in stone as of today. So again, the earliest you can take your benefit is age 62, but you need to remember that your benefit will be reduced. And the key here is it's not just that it's reduced, it's a permanent reduction, okay? So you will see increases once you start security that correlate to the cost of living. We're actually going to most likely see a pretty significant jump next year. I've read in the 4 to 6% range, depending on where we're at with the cost of living inflation index. So you're likely to see an increased benefit. But the point is once you've taken Social Security, you made that decision early on, understand that pretty much your benefit is your benefit. Now, yes, if you continue to work a little bit, you could see that slightly increase, but just understand that that reduction is a permanent situation. So here's an example. If your full retirement is 66 and you start receiving benefits at age 62, you're only going to be receiving about 75% of that monthly benefit, because obviously you started it early and you got it for an extra 48 months. So if fast forward to age 65, again, if your full retirement was 66, if you took it at 65, you're going to get about 93% of that monthly benefit, because you're getting them for an additional 12 months before that full retirement. So just gives you an idea here as far as, if I feel like I need to start it earlier for income, understand that your benefit will be reduced. And I'd like to point out one other thing. CJ brought up a good point. We talk about longevity, and there have been some recent articles that have suggested that people are not living quite as long. But what we're seeing in the industry is, even if longevity goes down a little bit, what we're seeing is people are actively retiring sooner. And a lot of that is perhaps due to the impact of COVID. We're seeing just a lot of people in their 50s looking to retire in mid-50s, early-50s. So we might have longevity being shortened a little bit, but we're having retirements extended more than what is average. And what is average? Average retirement is about 14 to 17 years. We're pushing 25 years for some of these folks, because if they're retiring, and Sean, don't get any ideas, you can't retire early. But if you're retiring at 52, 55, you could be looking at needing quite a bit in savings in order to accomplish that. So just keep that in mind when you're looking at the whole picture of income. Sit down with someone to kind of map it out.
Can't retire early for a number of reasons. That's with CJ Claus.
Your wife called me and she said no.
Yeah, texted me. That's
the biggest reason right there. Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Claus and Malia Cuevas. If you have a question for Malia and CJ, love to get you on the air right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. And Don joins us this morning. Donna, welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ Claus and Malia Cuevas of Claus Financial.
Good morning. I have a question that might be a little on the unusual side. If I get to the point, I'm 68, if I get to the point where I'm 70, have to start taking Social Security, but I don't need the money or want to declare it as income, is there a way, like you can do with investments, to put it directly into a charity or a nonprofit or something, therefore avoiding getting it home and avoiding getting it as income and benefiting the charity?
Such a good question, Donna. A sophisticated, intricate question. So just for all of our listeners, Donna, to bring them up to speed, Donna is referencing what's called a qualified charitable distribution that you can do from retirement accounts if you're over a certain age. That age is 70 and a half. If you're over 70 and a half, you can perform what are called QCDs from an IRA directly to a charity and not claim it as an income. So Donna's saying, what about Social Security? And Donna, I will have to admit, maybe there's something I'm unaware of, but probably not. My understanding is no. There's not anything you could do to just bypass the taxation or bypass claiming it as income. Although, as you can imagine, you can always give it to charities and potentially reduce your taxable income if you can get over the standard deduction amount. Exactly. Yeah, you got it. That's a big problem because that standard deduction is so large now. And so my answer to your question is no, I'm not aware of anything to like directly bypass that income and to, reduce the tax that you would receive on it beyond just trying to give so much that you go above the standard. But gosh, good question, Donna. If I find anything out, I'll jump back on the air one of these days and give an answer, but I'm not aware of anything at this time.
Well, I was neither, but I was hoping you'd have a different answer than me.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Donna,
great question.
Thanks for the call. Fantastic question this morning. And I also got a line open for you as well. If you've got a question like Donna, love to get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll continue our conversation with CJ Claus and Malia Cuevas. We'll also do the Claus Quiz Question Week coming up in the next segment, as well as take your call at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. If you haven't checked it out yet this morning, definitely urge you to stop on by the website. KlausFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Claus Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. Still got time to get you on the air as well at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll take your call as well as do the Claus Quiz Question of the Week next as Money in Motion continues here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Claus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals from Claus Financial this morning, CJ Claus and Malia Cuevas. The website, KlausFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment, that initial get-to-know-you conversation at Claus Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. Talking Social Security this morning. And I think one of the things people often wonder about is what would happen then if you take your Social Security benefit before that FRA, before your full retirement age, and if you're still earning income, what then happens to that benefit?
Yeah. So for those of you who are thinking about, I'm thinking about retiring this year, and obviously the clock's ticking. The summer will wear out, and we'll be ending the year here in just a few months. So if you're retiring before you've reached your FRA, your full retirement age, you need to know that if you decide to continue working part-time, because that's often a bridge people take, that Social Security will allow you to earn $18,960 per year in 2021 without your benefit being affected. So that people are always looking for, how much can I earn if I retire, and before my benefit would be affected. So if you earn more than that limit, so let's say next year you're like, okay, I still want to keep my part-time job. If you earn more than the limit, you're going to be your benefits going to be reduced by $1 for $1 in benefits will be withheld for every $2 in earnings above that $18,960. So that's the key number there. But if you're retiring this year, back to where I started, and you're going to reach your full retirement this year, take note your earnings limit is actually a higher amount for that first year. It's $50,520 is key. And so you have that available limit before Social Security will deduct from your benefit. So if you go over that, $50,520 and you are retiring this year, then at that point, Social Security will deduct just a dollar for every $3 you earn until the month you reach full retirement age. So it gets a little crazy there trying to understand where you're going to fit in, but these are important questions and concepts to understand. And I just wanted to make one more little comment here. Googling here for Donna's question, which I've never heard, which was a great question today. I did find that you can make a voluntary contribution to the Social Security Trust Fund.
That's what Donna was looking for. I know.
And those funds are used to pay Social Security benefits. So I'm not saying there's a tax savings there. I'm just saying there are options. And I'm really excited you called in with that question today.
It's such great. So many great questions this morning. That is for sure. And that is, they'll definitely take it. I don't know, when you were talking too about how you work out before and still working and those questions, I remember there used to be I don't know if it was the Three Stooges or some old TV show. I just remember it was in black and white, where like one person had like $5 and one had $10, and the one guy keeps like transferring money back. I take one, give you two back, and they like totally confuse them, and then ends up pocketing it all and walking away. kind of this impression that I'm getting. There's a lot to know about Social Security, and of course when it comes to retirement planning, make sure you're working with a professional. And of course, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas would love to talk with you. I got to pick up phone, schedule an appointment at 442-5637. That initial conversation at Kloss Financial, not going to cost you a thing. It is complimentary. So let's break down some more numbers here, and kind of a big number, which is how many people are currently collecting Social Security benefits, and what do we know as far as average Social Security benefit here in the United States?
Yeah, these numbers get kind of mind-boggling, but they're pretty large. And in 2021, an average of 65 million Americans per month receive a Social Security benefit, totaling over $1 trillion in benefits paid during the year. Now, of those 65 million, about 46 million are retired workers. Because remember, there's actually four different types of Social Security benefits. There's retirement benefits, there's survivor's benefits, there's disability, so what's called supplemental. There's a few different types, but the largest category of those different four types of Social Security benefits are just retired workers. Now, another interesting kind of data set is by the year 2035, they're projecting that the number of Americans 65 and older will increase from what it is today at 56 million Americans to over 78 million Americans. There are currently 2.8 workers for each Social Security beneficiary. By 2035, there will be an average of 2.3 workers for each beneficiary. So if you're paying attention, you're seeing some of the mathematical problem that Social Security is dealing with. Number one, people are living longer, so the benefit has to last longer. And number two, the number of elderly as compared to those working paying into Social Security is reducing. So it creates some mathematical issues for Social Security. By the way, not things they can't overcome. There are plenty of tools in the toolbox for Congress to make some modifications. It's just whether or not Americans will ever vote for those modifications will be something to see. And then, of course, the question is, how much will your benefit be? And we've talked about it. It's depending upon having at least 10 years of working history, or what we call 40 credits. And then it's based upon your average highest 35-year inflation adjusted years of earnings. So a lot to know there. If you want to perform a calculation, we could help you, or you can go online and take a look at that.
Fantastic.
But,
okay.
Oh, no, go right ahead.
I was just going to mention the website again, klausfinancial.com, and the telephone number, 442-5637. Sorry about that, CJ. Continue on, my friend.
No, no worries. No, you had asked, like, hey, what are some of the average benefits?
Yes.
And the average monthly Social Security retirement benefit as of June of 2021 was $1,509 per month, or also known as about $18,100 per year. So that's as of June of 2021, that was the average. So if you're drawing right now and you're above or below, then there you go. There's your average number. Now, if you're at the maximum table earnings limit, and if you retire at full retirement age in 2021, the maximum benefit you could possibly receive would be $3,148 per month. And if you waited till age 70 to allow those delayed retirement credits to accrue, it would be $3,895 per month. So hopefully people know this, but your Social Security benefit is based upon those 35 highest inflation adjusted years. Therefore, you may not get the same amount as your neighbor, right? If they earn more or less than you over your working career, they may get more. And what that last number was is, what if I maxed out every single year, the amount I could possibly put into Social Security over a 35-year working history, like in 2021, what is the maximum I could possibly receive? And again, those numbers are 3,148 if you're full retirement age, or $3,895 per month if you're at the age of 70. Which, by the way, that's a lot of money. That's $47,000 a year just off of one Social Security recipient for the rest of their life. So it's one of the reasons we say, hey, you know, pay attention to what's going on with Social Security. Make your votes count as it relates to Social Security, and become educated, because this could be a huge part of your future retirement income.
And something that all politicians know is that those who are closest to collecting or collecting pay the closest attention to what's going on with this stuff.
That's right.
So really, really important. The sooner you start learning and, of course, getting up to speed on this stuff, the better off you're going to be. Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. One last thing before we get to the Kloss Financial, of course, the Kloss Quiz question of the week. Let's talk about, for folks who may be thinking about starting their benefit this year, how does that process work, and when should they apply?
Yeah, Malia mentioned this earlier and did a great job of just kind of outlining the different ages. But remember, off of your own benefit, the earliest you can draw is 62, but it'll be a reduced benefit compared to your full retirement age. Full retirement age for most Americans is between 66 and 67, depending upon when you were born. And then age 70 is when credits end, meaning you need to start drawing at that age. But you can, in order to start the benefit at any time between 62 and 70, depending upon what you and your spouse and you and your advisor decide, you can file for retirement or even spousal benefits online. Nice. Which is actually, believe it or not, that's the recommended way to file by the Social Security Administration. Of course, some people go, heck no, I'm not going to do that online. And so you can also just call your local Social Security office, or if any of them are open, which I know is always an issue with COVID, they're open or closed. But if it's ever open, you can also set an appointment to go in and apply in person.
Really fantastic stuff. CJ talking this morning, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. It doesn't start right away though, does it?
No, yeah. So it is important to try to apply about 4 months before the age at which you want to begin. So 3 to 4 months in advance is when you want to start signing up. And what we would encourage you is, think of Social Security as a big engine that takes a long time to turn on. But once it turns on, it runs pretty consistently. So be patient in number one, trying to sign up early, but then also being patient for that first check to arrive into your checking account. But once it does, then it's pretty turnkey.
Really good stuff. And of course, if you missed any part of today's program, you can always listen back online, KlaasFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. You can also learn more about Klaas Financial. Also a great option there, to, of course, to send a question for our listener question corner. Not going to do one this week, but we'd love to get your question. Of course, head on over to KlaasFinancial.com. Not only that, you can learn more about Klaas Financial on their website and their telephone number, 442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number now as well, because it's time for the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. You'll then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Klaas Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Home Depot. This week's Klaas Quiz Question of the Week is this. Delayed retirement credits increase your Social Security benefit by what percentage each year? Is it 2% or 8%? Telephone number 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer win that $25 gift card to Home Depot. Don't forget that it's Klaas Financial's office right here in Madison. That's their telephone number there as well. Again, no charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Klaas Financial. It is complimentary. Again, the number 442-5637. CJ, Malia, always great hanging out with you guys. Enjoy the day.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
Take care. We'll get a check of news next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Klaas Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Klaas Financial. Money, money, money.